You've got your husband off to work, your kids off to school, so it's just you and me. Me? I'm Rex. Rex Earhart. And I'll be with you till 2. Wow. So come on. Let's you and me have a bath together with the Ian Thomas Band.
So why can't you stay in your own apartment?
Well, they're fumigating it, you know, spraying.
For what?
Lizards.
Lizards?
Yeah, I've seen them.
Big ones?
Sometimes.
Don't you wish you hadn't abused your youth with chemicals and fast living?
Sometimes.
Too late now, of course.
Yeah.
A wild, misspent youth. It's made you old before your time. You're lucky to even be alive.
And yet, I'm homeless.
Yes, I'm sorry about that, but I'm afraid you can't stay with me, Johnny.
Why not?
You're messy.
Hey, guys.
Andy, perfect.
Thank you.
Listen, I need a couple of things. I need tomorrow off, and I need to stay with you for a couple of days. Huh?
Yes and no. Yes, you can have tomorrow off, and no, you cannot stay with me.
Why not? Well,
because there's always someone staying with me already.
Huh? Oh.
Elderly gentleman, Asian. Those are all the details I can give you right now, John.
Come on, Travis.
I gave you the day off, didn't I?
Well, I don't really need it, you know. It's not like I have something to do.
Well, find something to do. I think you need a rest. As a matter of fact, why don't you take a full week off?
Huh?
Yeah, you've been looking a little tired lately. I'll get Rex to set in for you.
What are you going to do, test Earhart in my time slot? Run a little phone survey? Maybe slip me into Sunday mornings?
You're paranoid.
Hey, Travis,
what?
When everybody is out to get you, paranoid is just good thinking.
Look, just come on, Andy. I want you to take a week off. I want you to get some rest.
Okay. But I need a place to rest in.
What about Venus?
The elderly Asian gentleman, if you know what I mean.
I sure do.
Charlie!
Whatever it is, I didn't do it. And even if I did do it, I don't think I'd have to answer to you for it.
No. Now, you remember a couple of years ago?
Yeah?
Yeah. When your wife threw you out?
Yeah.
I let you stay at my place.
Yeah?
And you said if you could ever return the favor, you would.
I was lying.
Aren't you ashamed having the ethics of a fungus?
Nope.
Herb, I'm desperate. I need a place to stay.
Oh, well, you can stay at my place.
Really?
Sure.
Bailey, you saved my life, bless your heart.
Well, it is a messy business, but somebody's got to do it. Here's my key.
Serious?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is great. I'm going to get my stuff, and I'll see you when you get home. And listen, Bailey, don't worry. I can be very good.
I'm looking forward to it.
Where are you going?
What?
I didn't know you were going out of town.
I'm not.
What?
What?
You're a woman, he's a man.
Don't be an animal, Herb.
Call him the way I see him.
I can't believe you guys.
Well, I'm shocked.
I'm amazed.
I'm stunned.
Well, I guess everything's normal here.
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati, WKRP. Got kind of tired of packing and unpacking. Town to town, up and down the dial. In a while, I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati. WKRP,
fever
in the morning,
fever
in the morning.
Hey, whoops, no doctor today, but good morning to you, my friendlies. This is Earhart. On the early side for you. hoping to help you start your day with a smile on your face and love in your heart. And hey, Johnny, if you're listening, and I know you are, don't you worry about a thing, because us young guys are on the case picking up the pieces you old guys let fall.
Old guys? What's that supposed to mean? Old?
Morning, John.
Want some vitamin-enriched bits of cardboard?
What are you doing up? It's your vacation.
Huh.
How'd you sleep?
Oh, fine. You look great in the morning.
Oh, thank you. So do you. Can we turn this down?
Oh, with pleasure.
Great.
Listen, I hope I didn't wake you up. I've been up since 4. I'm just in the habit of getting up then, I guess.
Well, I guess you can't teach an old dog new tricks.
What do you mean, old dog?
That's a figure of speech. There's no dog involved.
You know what they're doing. They're trying to get rid of me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, very soon.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
So young, Bailey. But then so am I, in a way.
John, if they were going to fire you, they would have done it a long time ago.
Not fire. Worse, they're going to move me to another time slot.
Yeah, well, I guess it's possible.
It's like cold steel through the lower intestines. This is truly the morning of the long knives for John Caravella. First, it's the 10 a.m. slot, and it'll be 2 in the afternoons. And I'll be doing Sunday morning interviews with psychics who work for the water department.
John, nothing is going on. I would have heard. Look, you are on your vacation. You are here in my apartment. It's really cute, I know, but I like it. Enjoy your stay here. Enjoy your life. Go for walks. Read. Take a second and note the beauty that's around you. See it. Feel it. Reach out and touch that beauty. Take advantage of your situation. You gotta go for it, John. Now I gotta go put some clothes on.
I mean it. I think it's time we fixed this place up. We're a top 10 station now. It's time we start looking like it. And I believe we should start with this room.
That's wonderful. Do you have the money?
Yep.
Well, perhaps I could help then. I've been told I have a certain flair.
Well, then you do it. You do whatever it takes to make this lobby say, hi, we're successful. This is an important place to be. We are substantial. You know, keeping in mind, of course, that it must say we're radio.
Okay, consider it done.
Then you do it. Get right on it. Thought you might like that.
Visitors will be very impressed until they talk to someone.
Great idea. I've already pitched it to Travis and he likes it. You know, you could call it business about business. You know, interview a few businessmen. They tell you about their companies, how moral they are. It's interesting.
You only want me to interview people that advertise with us.
Yeah.
I don't think that's right.
You don't know how anything works, do you?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Hiya, gorgeous. Anything going on?
There is that problem in the Middle East.
Good morning.
Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed?
Oh, not really. Late night.
But that's right.
Continuity is so important. Thank you for always being a jerk.
Don't get so upset. You're the talk of the town, sweetheart. Come on, Les.
Buzz off, Herb.
So how's everything?
Pretty good.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
So everything's going well?
Great.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Really good.
How's Johnny?
Weird.
Oh, golly.
That's interesting. How weird.
Jennifer, what is going on with everybody around here? What exactly is this?
Well, this is a radio station.
Mr. Carlson, I can promise you I am doing nothing wrong.
Listen, what do you think of Herb Tarlick's business interview show?
Andy, as ideas go, I think it's perfectly Iranian.
Well, you know,
Well, it might bring some business back into this place. Besides, I'm going to give it to Bailey instead of Les, so it might work.
Did you know that Johnny is staying at Bailey's?
What do you mean?
Johnny's staying in Bailey's apartment, huh?
Of course, nothing's happening.
No.
And she's got a pretty small place, too.
Hey, man. Listen, nothing's going on.
Of course not.
Really?
Can you believe that? That old fox.
Dennis, I don't believe I've ever heard you howl before.
Oh, yeah, I do it all the time. It's a little medical problem, lunar thing.
Andy, first I'd like to tell you something about Johnny. What's with you guys?
You two go ahead and talk. I'm just going to lay down here a second.
Does this have something to do with the fact that Johnny is staying at my apartment?
No. Absolutely not.
What is everybody thinking around here? Sorry.
I liked it. Feel free to touch me anytime.
Oh, wow, well, I can't believe I said that. I mean, that's not really me. I'm not really like... I mean, guys probably
you
say that
too?
To you all the time. What?
What are you guys? 11 years old or what?
What?
Nice looking chick. Kind of cranky, though. I hear Johnny's squeezing her.
He's staying in her house.
He is a guest in her home.
Nothing more than that, Rex.
Obviously, you do not know Bailey quarters very well.
Jeez.
Okay, I'm sorry. Hey, you guys catch my show this morning?
It was a good show, man. It was some funny stuff.
So you want me to keep doing it all week?
I'll let you know that later on this afternoon.
I'll be around.
Thanks for the warning. Yeah.
What are you seeing that guy?
Ah, he's all right. All DJs are crazy.
Hang on. Okay, see the beauty that's all around you? Take advantage of your situation. What do I care about work? I know what's important to me, and I'm going for it.
You're home.
I know. Do you know what is going on at the station?
I couldn't care less.
Well, you better.
Well, I know what's important to me now.
You think you know people.
Yeah.
You think you know how they feel about you. You don't know.
Yeah.
I have been taking the heat all day for something I haven't even done.
Bailey, that's why I want to tell you how I feel about you.
You know what they think? They think that we're up to something here. They think that we're carrying on like I'm some sort of floozy. They think that we're probably sleeping together.
Oh, dear, no.
It's an insult to me, and it's an insult to you in particular.
We'll just have to learn to live with it.
Oh, no, John. I won't have them think that about me or you.
Yeah, you're right.
And you know what?
What?
I talked to Venus. He says that he's sure Andy is not thinking of moving Rex into your time slot, but if he were, this would be a perfect way to do it.
Really?
I think I'll just take a long hot bath and go to bed.
Yeah. I'll just slip into my robe so as not to catch a chill.
Neatly pressed always works. So this is how it ends. Not with a big slam bang out chorus. Just a slow crossfade segue to senility. Still, won't be all bad doing the all Sunday show. Tell me, Mrs. Devon DeHaven, how long has the water department been hiring psychics? Excuse me, darling, I'm sorry. Right now, we've got to join our regular broadcast live. from the Church of Our Lady of Perpetual Misery in Mount Healthy, Ohio.
John?
Yes?
You know what?
Yep, I know. Getting old. On a downhill side to drooling on myself.
If that's what they think is going on here, if they want to indulge in their petty little rumors, let's let them.
Really?
Yes, really. Let's give them their money's worth.
Excuse the drool here. I'm with you, Bailey. I really am.
Tomorrow at the office, mm-hmm. I'll tell them that something really did go on here tonight.
Good. That's very good. Why be punished for something we haven't even done yet?
Let's give them exactly what they want.
Let's.
I'm going to do it, too.
Me, too.
Good night.
Lizards or no lizards, I'm going home.
What do you think you're doing?
Taking stuff. Jennifer,
what's going on here?
Well, we're getting new furniture for the lobby.
Really?
Andy ordered it.
He what?
I'm sure with your approval.
Oh, well, yeah, of course.
The carpet. I want the carpet.
Oh, no.
Wait. Lester, you get the desk.
I like the carpet.
Oh, no, Mr. Nelson, it's terrible.
Well, I know, but still, I could...
Bailey! But you're supposed to be doing the business about business interviews today.
I know.
Well, these are my clients you're interviewing. Why do you dress like that for?
Like what?
That's Fever's T-shirt.
Oh, I don't know. I just grabbed the first thing when I got out of bed this morning. I was naked, Herb. And this was on the bed, so I put it on. You have to have something to keep you warm. Hi, Les. You know what I mean?
Do you know what she means?
Yes, I do, Mr. Carlson. And it's very personal. It has to do with rumors and romance and, I'm sorry, sex. Now let's go into your office and I'll explain everything to you. Guys, leave the coffee and the sign.
What about the light bulbs?
They're yours.
Well, because I said so, that's why.
Hey, John, what are you doing here?
I think you know.
No, I don't.
Sure you do.
Okay.
And it better stop.
What?
All these rumors about Bailey, pal. I don't think she hasn't heard them. I mean, she is a very nice person, man. She's like a little flower, you know? She generously offers her hospitality to someone, and suddenly she's a brazen hussy.
Look, John, I'm sorry. Look, you know how people are. It's just gossip.
No, I don't. I don't deal in gossip and rumors. I deal in plain, simple truth. And speaking of plain, simple truth, don't think for one minute that I am unaware of your plans to relegate me to Sunday morning interviews with demented crazoids who conduct seances for utility companies, okay? Once in a while, I'd like it if people around here would just offer the truth.
All right. You want some truth? There's going to be some changes around here.
Huh. I know that.
And here is a check.
Severance pay.
No. John, it is a raise. $200 a month.
Really?
Really.
I get to keep my time slot?
Your time slot, of course. What are you talking about?
Nothing.
That's it, Andy. I was mad before, really mad. But I just heard that the only reason you gave me Herb's business show was because Les wouldn't do it. Is that true?
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, because I'm going to go ahead and do it. I'll show you guys.
Ah, Bailey. Jennifer just told me about your situation. Gee, I feel badly about it.
Well, thank you, Mr. Carlson.
Oh, it's unfair.
Oh, it's all right. Because I like doing what I do. I get off on it. Les wouldn't do it, but if Les won't do it, I'll do it. Right, John?
Right. She likes it.
You swine.
No, it's fun. I don't have to tell you that, Mr. Carlson.
Oh, well, no, it's fun, I guess.
I live for the opportunity. Thank you.
She should get some help, you know what I mean?
Are you kidding? She's fine all by herself.
Oh, you disgust me.
You don't have to butter me up, Mr. Carlson. I'll leave, okay? Thanks a lot, Andy. I mean it.
My pleasure, John.
Did you straighten him out?
Yeah. Gave him a raise.
A raise?
For the good job he's done.
Maybe I better go talk to Jennifer. Better yet, I think I'm just going to go right on home.
Oh, that's a good idea.
They're tearing up things in the lobby. You know that.
I know.
What's next, Travis? I'm just asking.
Well, I got a very interesting idea for Johnny and Venus together.
Thank you.